Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Squid Game, Season 1, Episode 5, A Fair World, is the episode I am recapping in this episode of the show. As we left our characters, in the middle of tug of war, and their initial plan that the old man came up with was failing. Sang-woo came up with a last minute idea, tactic to potentially win, take three steps forward in order to make the other team fall. The episode ended right before we saw the aftermath of that. So we're seeing the aftermath of that a little bit prior, like a rewound a little bit. We're also seeing Minyo, the annoying one, number 212. We're seeing her. She's always like drastically in one direction or another. She's either like super praising, like, yeah, like super positive or super negative. There's no in between. And she will contradict herself constantly. Like in the tug of war, she's like, oh, this is never going to work. This is never going to work, when he's telling him to take three steps forward. But then after the tug of war, after they survive, surprise, the characters that we now know their names did not die. She's talking like, you know, the plan was the greatest thing ever and she never had a doubt about it. But she gets called out. Ali calls her out when she's trying to do that, when she goes back on, you know, trying to pretend like she's like just a very fake type of a person, like a Karen. I could see her being a Karen, like out in the real world where it's just like wanting to complain about things just to, you know, inject herself into a situation because it's always got to be about her. So they get the win. The gangster squad, when they walk back into the barracks, they're very surprised that this team with three women and an old man somehow won a game of tug of war, and it was all because of strategy. We don't see any money going into the piggy bank in this episode. We do see the survivors, obviously, 40, half of the people are dead because there's, you know, eight teams of 10. Half of them obviously won. So there's 40 teams left. They have in the total winning so far is 41.6 billion won, which translated to American is $34.9 million is in the piggy bank, which we don't see the piggy bank get filled up. We also don't have a game in this episode. Aside from the aftermath of the tug of war, there is no game. A lot of this episode, we are seeing the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on with the organ harvesting. We're seeing the cop on his continued investigation trying to find his brother. We do see the only thing we get from the players in this episode is them planning for another night in the barracks, trying to avoid another night like the secret game that happened in the previous episode. So they build, kind of, they barricade themselves up. They decide to take turns, groups of two, staying up awake, two people. That way, if one of them goes to sleep, the other one will be awake still. And Sang-woo and Ali choose to be the first two to stay awake. And then Gi-hoon and the old man are the second pair to stay awake, to stand guard. But the old man has an attack. He has a problem. He's obviously, his tumor is giving him some issues. He's not feeling well. You get Se-byuk, the pickpocket, gives Gi-hoon some water, which he's out of, when he's trying to give the old man to put a wet rag on his head to help him with the pain, the migraines, whatever head pain, tumor, the tumor head pain that he has. So then he ends up staying up with Sebuk. Sebuk. And they bond. So you have the scene where Ali and Sung-woo are talking, and Ali's trying to give him corn. You know, they're fed corn on the cob, and he saved it from dinner, and he tries to give it to Sung-woo, but Sung-woo's like, no. He ends up splitting it in half. Like, there's a lot of respect between those two guys. Obviously, Sung-woo also gave him cab money when they were, you know, early on, when they left the game back into the real world. He's helped him out. So there's like a mutual respect. Obviously, Ali really holds him in high esteem and is very respectful to him. You also have, you know, Gi-hoon bonding with Sebuk. A little bit, because she's a tough nut to crack. She's not fully trusting everybody. Like, even though she gave him the water to help the old man, he's like, well, you can pay me back tomorrow for that. You can, you know, kind of reimburse me in whichever way you can tomorrow. But yeah, they're doing that. They're prepping to, and also Gi-hoon does a great thing where when the gangster came over, gangster being Juk-su came over to, you know, try and scare them a little bit. It's like, oh, you think your little barricade is going to keep us out? Like, there's this pretty drafty in there, Gi-hoon. Like, this isn't like much of a thing. And Gi-hoon's like, oh yeah, how much do you trust the other gangsters in your crew? Like, how much do you trust them not to thin the herd out there? Because it's the last man standing game. A little over 4 years ago, I started The Many Faces. It's an ongoing series of abstract ink portraits. Each piece is improvised. Each piece is released daily. Start collecting now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF. That stands for The Many Faces. And save yourself 25% when you use coupon code RTS. That stands for The Ray Taylor Show, because that's what you're listening to. And I love you. So I want you to save 25% when you use that coupon code. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/TMF and use coupon code RTS to save 25%. When you start collecting one of over 1,600 original ink paintings by myself, I made them. Support me. I love you. Back to the show. At some point, the gangsters are going to eat themselves. And that little bit of a mind game helped to basically not only keep the gangsters away for the night, but also kept the gangsters awake because they were afraid of their own people in their group attacking each other. So it kind of had a double effect, which was pretty great. But then most of this movie is a lot of the behind the scenes, right? You see how they have a trap door in one of the incinerators that allows for the caskets of people that are still alive, barely alive, newly dead. I don't know exactly how they choose which casket, which people to harvest organs from. They put a little red cross on the side of the casket to mark which ones are to be harvested. And it's multiple. It's multiple. There's a little trap door, and you're seeing how it all, kind of how the logistics of this whole organ harvesting stuff happens. The cop is now wearing the circle mask, so he is as number 29, worker 29, who is part of this organ harvesting, so he's seeing all this for the first time. They're talking a lot of shit to the doctor because he botched some of the organs from a previous harvesting session. So there's a lot of conflict going on in the whole operating room where they're harvesting all these organs, and the cops seeing it all. And, you know, trying to avoid, there's multiple times where the cop, obviously, so far in this show, but in this episode, there's many times where he's almost found out. But he's there. And he's, you know, you have the doctor who's doing this thing, harvesting these organs in exchange for a clue for what the next game is going to be. And they're not giving it to him. They don't have the clue yet. You also have, he's not happy about that. Then you have the cop and this other guy, number 29, who was his neighbor, who was the person when they left their rooms would look and stare. Who look and stare at the cop, thinking something was weird. Obviously, now we know because they were doing the thing before, and now this guy is acting like he doesn't know him because he doesn't know him. But he's taking him through these tunnels, which we find out the tunnels are there for the VIPs. If they need to escape, there's a bomb that is shown that is there. If the VIPs do need to escape, they can set off the bomb and it will, you know, hide all of the evidence, supposedly. And then they go to this place that's like this inlet for the ocean, and they have like scuba tanks. There's like multiple wetsuits and tanks, oxygen tanks that are there for all the VIPs, which they use. That's what part of, so they're using these tunnels that were made to protect the VIPs. They're using this for them to, you know, get around and get these organs out to sell to the Chinese. And in that area where the inlet is with all the oxygen tanks, the cop and this other guy have a confrontation because the other guy doesn't believe. He's asking weird questions. He sounds different. He's already been suspicious, assuming that's why he was staring at him those times in the hallway outside of their bedrooms. So they come to, you know, that takes off the masks, and, you know, they're like, the cop thinks that one of the people who had their organs harvested was his brother, because his brother donated a kidney to the cop at one point, and they had said that, you know, one of the people that they harvested organs from didn't have a kidney. But then the guy, number 29, he's like, no. It was a woman. And he's like, no, I don't believe you. He's like, no, it was definitely a woman because we ran a train on her before we harvested the organs. So it's like, we wouldn't do that to a dude, all right? And that's what, and, you know, pretty believable kind of scenario. It's like, okay, they had sex with a dead body, and it wasn't a dude dead body. So the cop's like, okay. But he's told that, like, if you want to confirm it, go up to the top of the ladder. That's where the commander's quarters are, which is the front man, I assume. There's a record room up there, and you can go and find it out yourself. So the cop gets rid of that guy, shoots him, and then goes up to the thing. Meanwhile, the front man is like, because the doctor wasn't given the clue, he's like, he fights with one of the triangle face guys in the harvesting room. They kill one of them. He kills one of them, and you know, is able to get away. And you have this doctor running through the maze of doors, of these different colored doors, trying to find a way out. Like, he's just running. And of course, there's somebody in the control room who was, you know, just, they all they have to do is double tap a button and it deletes the video. Like, the complete effortless nature of being able to hide the surveillance tape for this, all this stuff, is kind of, doesn't really work. Doesn't, like, obviously I go along with it because it's necessary for the story for them to, like, do all these things in secrecy. But the effortlessness of just double-tapping a button to delete, like, why would that be a feature? Why would, like, out of the three buttons these guys who watch security cameras for, why do they need to have a button that erases footage? It doesn't seem like a feature that should be, like, needed in the first place. But whatever. So you got this cop. the doctor's running. You got Triangle Face running after him. And then you have the front man, because somebody was missing, or what was it? I forget what tipped him off. But he's the front man's investigating what's going on. So it's all like out in the open now. He finds the harvesting room where one of the Triangle Face guys is dead. He goes down to the outlet to the ocean where the other guy is dead that the cop killed. And you have, you know, he knows nobody left because of all of the oxygen tanks are still there. He hears a gunshot at one point, which is the cop shooting through a lock that's at the top of the stair, at the top of the ladder, so he can get into the commander's room and into the records room. So yeah, the doctor ends up running and runs into one of the game areas where they played. I believe it's the area they played the candy game where they had to remove the shape from the candy, I think. And it's, you know, the lights are off, but it's him and the Triangle guy's like, listen, I can make this work. We can get away with the workers being killed. That's not a problem. But if a player goes missing, then we have a problem. So we can fix this as long as you don't go missing. I will try and get the clue for what I'll figure out what the next game is, but you gotta stay, because if you don't, then we're all screwed. But the front man shows up and, you know, has this whole speech about how the games are supposed to be, there's supposed to be equality in these games, that unlike the real world where things are stacked against people, this is a place where these people can compete on a level playing ground. Join Inspired Disorder Plus today. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus to join. Membership includes members-only discounts and deals. You get access to the Ray Taylor Show completely ad-free, as well as bonus episodes. You get access to the complete live painting archive. You also get access to every single podcast ever produced by Inspired Disorder, hosted by Ray Taylor. You get access to Ray Taylor's personal blog, as well as the opportunity to ask me any questions. So if you want to start a podcast, you're into art, ask me anything. And so many more things are being added every day to Inspired Disorder Plus. So sign up today, become a member, head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and become an Inspired Disorder Plus member today. Like the front man has this whole philosophy that this thing is supposed to be fair and balanced. Whether it is or not, obviously somebody giving a tip to one of the players is clearly not part of this ethos of this Squid Game place, right? It's not fair. I mean, the whole thing isn't fair, but the equality in everything isn't fair. And he has this whole speech, and that's why he's like, I don't even care about this whole organ harvesting stuff. That's not what he's even worried about. He's angry that they were giving one of the players tips of what the next game is. That was his biggest thing. But of course, they both are eliminated. And you have the gangsters back in the barracks. They're noticing that the doctor is missing, you know? They wake up the next morning, sirens are going off. Everybody wakes up and the gangsters notice that the doctor's gone. And they probably assume that. Then you have the cop who made it into the commander's room, made it to the file room, which is very interesting. Very interesting. So he's going through different files. Clearly, this Squid Game has been around for a long time. And we actually find out when the first Squid Game was, because the cop finds a list of winners, which is in a box that has the same aesthetic as all of the boxes and coffins in this entire show, right? Black box, pink or red ribbon. I'm colorblind, so if I'm getting the colors wrong, forgive me. Same aesthetic, though, on all these boxes. Dark box, ribbon on it. Inside is a list of all the winners. The first winner was from 1988. First time he won. Because he went through the current Squid Game roster, right? All 465 of them. Didn't see his brother there. But then he finds the list of winners. And da-da-da-da, guess what? In 2015, his brother wins. Wins the Squid Game. The 28th Squid Game, I believe. His brother won. So he's like, oh, shit, I found this name. But in that, when he's looking at the list, it shows the very first one was 1988. So from 1988 to 2020, the Squid Games have been going on. And when you see the shelves, like the years, like there's all these binders. Each binder is a separate group of people competing in Squid Game. So for every year, there are multiple Squid Games. Crazy. Crazy. I didn't do the math to see, you know, 2015 minus whatever. I don't know. But this has been going on for a long time. Since 1988, they have been doing Squid Game. Which, like, for this show, to step out of this episode and just talk about the show itself, and knowing that there's going to be a second season now, I think the second season is going to be a continuation of this one, following Gi-hun as he goes back. Well, spoils. But they could easily just jump to the first year of Squid Game. Make it a period piece, 1988, and you see what the first Squid Game was like. That would be super interesting, I think. Even if they did flashbacks to the first Squid Game, would be interesting. But seeing how long it had been is crazy. Let's see here. Is there anything else? So he finds out his brother, quality, level playing field, missing soldier. I think that's it. So no game. It's focused mostly on the other storylines of the cop and the doctor, who the doctor's gone now. So they know that there's somebody that is in the facility that is an outsider. Or it could just be they think it's a employee going rogue. There's no game yet. They woke up the next morning, so they haven't done a game for this the next day. But there was no attack at night. The gangsters stayed up because they were paranoid about each other. Gi-hun and Sing-woo's crew, they did their system really well. The next morning, when all the triangle face guys with guns go into the barricades because the siren's going off, they're like, we need to get everybody out of here, obviously to see if maybe it's a player that got loose. The old man doesn't want to get up, and they remove his covers, and you see that he pissed his pants. So he's not doing good. The old man is not doing good, health-wise. But yeah, that's pretty much where it ends. An okay episode. I mean, it definitely focused on aspects of the show that are like B plots and C plots. They're not the main focus. They're not the main characters in this thing. So it's not as important of an episode, I would say. Although it is interesting to fill in kind of just a little bit more background on Squid Game and just all the people that have participated over the years, how long it's been going on. He finds out a little bit more about his brother, obviously. I don't know how he's going to get back to his bed at night, like where the cop is going to now hide out, that he is kind of on the run in some ways. He's got a six shooter, but he's, you know, at least he's fired two bullets so far. You know, one to kill the guy at the kind of the outlet area, the scuba dive area, and then one bullet to open up that hatch at the top of the stairs or top of the ladder. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with all that in the next episode. But yeah, kind of a good episode. You know, we're not really not a lot happens with the main characters as far as that. Just really, it's the only thing, it's just showing them bonding more, showing them becoming more of a team. You know, the old man getting his health is declining is one aspect of the thing that's not good for their team. Obviously, Sebuk is tentative to open up, but, you know, definitely being more of a team player than, you know, number 212, Minyo. So, anyway, next episode is episode 8, Gnabu. Whatever that is, Gnabu. Man, I'm doing my best with the names and everything. So, you know, stick with me on that. But I should write the cop's brother's name in the thing, in my notes. But yeah. I feel like there's something I'm missing. No. Nope, that was it. Okay. Squid Game, Season 1, Episode 5, A Fair World. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!